Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
So your novel, Americana, is about a young woman from Nigeria who comes to the United States for college. The book talks about race and what it's like to be black in America. And the main character actually has a blog about race. I wondered if you could start us off by reading an excerpt from one of those blog entries.
So this excerpt is titled, "To My Fellow Non-American Blacks. In America, you are black, baby. Dear non-American black, when you make the choice to come to America, you become black. Stop arguing. Stop saying, I'm Jamaican or I'm Ghanaian. America doesn't care. So what if you weren't black in your country? You're in America now. We all have our moments of initiation into the society of former Negroes. Mine was in a class in undergrad when I was asked to give the black perspective, only I had no idea what that was. So I just made something up. And admit it, you say I'm not black only because you know black is at the bottom of America's race ladder and you want none of that. Don't deny now. What if being black had all the privileges of being white? Would you still say, don't call me black, I'm from Trinidad? I didn't think so. So you're black, baby."
And the post goes on to tell non-American blacks how they should behave in America, what's expected of them. I wondered, you came to the United States at 19 from Nigeria to Philadelphia to go to college. How much of what you wrote about was based on your own experiences with all of a sudden being black when you'd never been that in Nigeria?
I mean, the novel is very, very, very loosely based on my experiences. Not so much mine, really, as stories and experiences of other people. So I think that it's a book that's full of things that are familiar to people because people have experienced them. My friends have told me stories. I think largely that my experience was milder, not as difficult as the characters. And also because my life is fairly boring. So if I wrote a book based on my life, it wouldn't be very interesting. But like the character, I became black in America. I didn't think of myself as black when I was in Nigeria because there was no need to. We identify based on different things like religion and ethnicity, but not race in America, in Nigeria. And to come to the U.S. and discover that this new identity had been thrust on me, really. It wasn't so much about having this new identity, because I think that we take on new identities often depending on where we are. But it was discovering that this new identity came with a lot of negative baggage, that to be black in America meant certain things, many of them just really negative things. And for me, that was difficult to deal with because I had come from Nigeria and I didn't get the memo that somehow to be black meant, for example, that you were not likely to be intelligent. You know, I had come from Nigeria where I thought every Nigerian was very intelligent. So that was an interesting process for me.
And your main character, Efemolu, is often puzzled by the reaction she gets.
She is, as was I. But to confront race as a person who has grown up in a place where race is not central to identity is a very interesting thing. And I think there's a sense in which I am outside of things in a way. And so it's easy to see things. And also, I think, easy to laugh at things, even things that I think are very serious or very sad or really horrible. But also just there's an absurdity to a lot of the things that surround race in America.
But your main character, when she does go back to Nigeria, some of those things, it seems, do become apparent.
Yes, because now it's that very strange thing where you've left home and then you go back and home isn't quite home anymore and you're no longer sure. You're no longer sure, she's no longer sure what has changed about home, what has changed in herself, because now she's confronting things and she's looking at them with new eyes. And I stayed in the U.S. for a much shorter time than my character. I was in the U.S. for 4 years before I went back. But even that was a bit disorienting when I went back.
It's interesting, you're going to be talking with this group of Penn State freshmen who've read this. And I mean, it's a diverse group, but there are probably people who will be there who come from towns that are 99% white. What do you hope that these students will take away?
Huh, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I like to think that I hope that what they will take away from the book is that it's important to talk honestly about something that I think is a central and major part of American life, and that's race. And I hope that what this book does is that it starts off conversations that people ordinarily wouldn't have because they're uncomfortable having them.
It's one of those taboo subjects.
It is, but it's a taboo that's not, it's taboo, but I think it's quite dangerous because what it does, and in general, I think silence, when silence surrounds any subject, there's always a danger there. And I think what happens with race in the U.S. is that there's a lot of misunderstanding. There's a lot of assumptions pile up and are not challenged. And I think there's a part of me that's just hopelessly optimistic. And I think that human beings can change for the better. I believe very much in human connections. And I think that honesty can lead to better, stronger, more resilient connections. And so I hope that, you know, if Americana somehow makes that happen for the students, that would make me very happy.
Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.